What am I thinking? Allow me to present my sister, Miss Caroline Bingley.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Welcome to Hertfordshire. What a delight.
And my friend, Mr. Darcy.
I know what you're thinking, Mr. Darcy.
I think you don't, Miss Bingley.
How deadly it would be to pass another evening like this.
On the contrary, I've been meditating on the great pleasure to be found in a pair of fine eyes.
And whose might those be?
Miss Elizabeth Bennet's.
Well, I am all astonishment. What a charming mother-in-law you will have. She will always be visiting you in Derbyshire, if she can only work out where it is. I shall never forget her appearance this morning. She looked almost wild. Why must she scamper about the countryside because her sister has a cold?
It shows a very pleasing affection.
I'm afraid, Mr. Darcy, this rather spoiled your admiration of her fine eyes.
Not at all. They were brightened by the exercise.
Of course, Jane is a sweet girl, and I wish with all my heart she were well settled. But with such a mother, and her father's estate a mere 2,000 a year, and all those sisters. I hear they actually have an uncle in Cheapside. Miss Bennet.
I hope you don't mind. I borrowed a book.
Not at all.
I hear Miss Elizabeth is a great reader. She takes no pleasure in anything else.
You have misheard. I take pleasure in many things.
And what are you doing, Mr. Darcy? All quiet over there.
Writing a letter.
Business?
To my sister.
Tell her I am quite in raptures with her beautiful little design for a table.
Will you give me leave to defer your raptures? I don't think I have room here.
Oh, she is perfection. I never met anyone so accomplished.
Young ladies are all accomplished these days. You do so many clever things.
Yeah, the word is overused. Personally, I do not know more than half a dozen who are truly accomplished.
Nor I, I'm sure.
You must expect a lot.
An accomplished woman must have a wide knowledge of music, dancing, art, and modern languages. She must possess a certain je ne sais quoi.
She must also improve her mind by extensive reading.
To be sure. Reading. That too. Miss Elizabeth, would you like to take a walk about the room? It is very refreshing.
If you wish.
Mr. Darcy, will you join us?
I can admire you better from here.
Oh, shocking. How shall we punish him?
Laugh at him.
Laugh at Mr. Darcy? How can we do that?
You remember my sister?
Of course.
Miss Bennet, how tanned you are.
It is such a long time since we met.
It was last winter.
8 months.
Miss Elizabeth, I hear the regiment has gone to Brighton. What a great loss that must be for your family.
Thank you, but we survived.
I think you had a particular favourite. A Mr. Wickham.
Miss Bingley has no idea of the pain she has just caused her most beloved, Miss Darcy.
I hope you will come tomorrow, Miss Bennet.
It would be my greatest pleasure.
Wickham is forgotten. Mr. Darcy only has eyes for Lizzie.
Personally, I have no idea why people call her beautiful. Her face is too thin. Though I do remember a time, Mr. Darcy, when you thought her rather pretty.
Yes, but that was only the beginning. Now, I find her the handsomest woman I ever met.